This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The city of Austin is looking into the possibility of setting up permanent farmers markets that operate 7 days a week. It was the first recommendation in a report on the city's $4 billion food industry. I spoke about it with Margaret Shaw. She works in the city of Austin's Economic Growth and Redevelopment Services Office.
The terrific part of the report that TXP's John Hakanios gave to the city on March 28th is giving us a foundation for growing jobs within our food industry. And one of the great ways to do that is a 7 day a week permanent farmers market. The ones you've seen when you're traveling maybe to Boston or Washington, D.C., or Seattle and Portland. And what we found, what he found in his recommendations was that Austin lacks that. And we're now at a point with a $4 billion food industry that we could support a 7 day a week permanent market. But that doesn't mean that any of the other markets have to close. We can have both.
So that would be a permanent farmers market, right? What would be a food hub?
Well, one of the challenges that we see around the country that farmers and producers of goods, sauces, and other product to sell is that they lack the ability to get their product to actual market. So distribution, processing, and connection to institutional buyers like restaurants, schools, universities, even the city. And the food hub is a way that we can connect farmers and producers with those institutional buyers. The whole purpose of both the farmers markets as well as the food hub is to get more customers for our farmers and our local producers.
As part of your research, you traveled to some farmers markets in other cities. Can you tell me about that experience?
Sure. At the recommendation of the stakeholders, John Hakanios from TXP and myself went to Seattle and Portland to look at some of the models that they have both in food hubs and farmers markets. Seattle and Portland are really interesting in a contrast. Seattle's are very much a public-private partnership that is Pike Place Market. It's a large downtown nine-block market that some folks are familiar with. It has everything from restaurants to markets to flowers to clothing to candles. And that dynamic, as what John talked about in his recommendations, is really what drives a larger economic engine for Seattle. And it's not just used by tourists, which is something I think we learned while we were there. Only 60% of the people who shop at Pike Place Market are actual tourists or visitors to Seattle. Portland, by contrast, is all DIY, do it yourself. So they have, I believe it's over 40 farmers markets that operate in the city. They are privately funded. They have corporate sponsors. Their largest ones downtown. We talked to the folks who manage the 8 largest markets. They have corporate sponsorships. They work with the city on right-of-way and parking issues, but they do it in a little different way. So we wanted to see the contrast between those two business models.
Have you heard any concerns about doing this?
We haven't heard anything yet, although it's very premature. Council has just authorized us to go forward with looking at what the budget implications would be to even evaluate how we move forward. And then we will spend time talking to different stakeholder groups and getting feedback on what people think that looks like. This gives us an opportunity to make Austin's market Austin. So again, it may have music there. It may have theater and live performance. And we want to see what the community thinks would work best for us.
Margaret Shaw is with the City of Austin's Economic Growth and Redevelopment Services Office. Thanks for talking to KUT, Margaret.
Thank you.